today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, salam and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about role model in Islam. Thursday is the 6th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For this step, that is the first step of today's special, we'll listen to Chapter al-Qalam, verses 1 to 4.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
نون والقلم وما يسطرون.
Noon, by the pen and what they inscribe.
ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون.
You are not, O Muhammad, by the favor of your Lord, a madman.
وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون.
And indeed, for you is a reward uninterrupted.
وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ.
And indeed, you are of a great moral character.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌ سِوَى.
The blessed verse 4 presents another depiction of the noble Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, saying that he possesses great and marvelous nobilities of character, unrivaled purity and sincerity, and indescribable patience, perseverance, steadfastness, and forbearance. He calls people unto obedience to Allah Almighty, worships him more than anyone else, forbid people of committing vices, exercises forbearance, providing those harming and hurting him with admonition.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Qawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب.
Role model in Islam is the topic of this episode of today's special. The good upbringing of a child is one of the most important roles of a Muslim parent. This parent is responsible for tomorrow's generation. If the importance of Imam is rooted in the hearts of our children from a young age, they will grow to become firm in their faith. We should bring up children to be proud of their deen, of their religion, and to spread the beauty of Islam by living it and setting an example for others to follow. For this, we have to be the best role models ourselves. Children learn most from their parents. They are with you almost 24/7 and watch everything you do, your conduct, your behavior, and how you interact with others, especially your spouse. They are even aware of your facial gestures and body language and can read how you are feeling. Children take lessons from you and your actions. They observe and they absorb.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the role model. Whom should we choose as a role model and how can we be a good role model for others? So we see that some people can find some of the features of or some of the characteristics of being a model to others. But if we are looking for a comprehensive examples, I think there is no way around for us just to refer to the infallibles, the Holy Prophet, or let's say the prophets of God in every era and every time and their successes. But we saw that with the lesson that Imam al-Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi took from those comprehensive role models, he himself becomes a smaller model for his own nation and for other nations. So this discussion, that is the discussion of imamate, is actually a discussion of models in all fields, as I said, a comprehensive model in the field of worship, in the field of family system, individual and social duties, and etc. These are the models that draw and turn the pages of the future of a man. When a young child who wears the flag of Hayat Min Nadilla on his forehead and participates in the gatherings of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and sees him as a role model, he will never be humiliated at an older age, just like his master, that is, because he's taking the lessons from that model. And he'll try to imitate and to be like him. So people set the model as their goals, to imitate him or to imitate them and get close to them. The same way that this model is going to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who are actually imitating the model, they will get closer to Allah the Almighty.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
For being a positive role model for your children, emphasize the importance of hard working. Show your children the importance of hard work, both at home and at the workplace. Take your children to work with you so they can see how you function in your work life and they can notice ethics such as discipline, devotion, and loyalty to colleagues. At home, giving children responsibilities outside what is directly there teaches them how to play their part in the family. Children should grow up correlating hard work with a strong character. For being a positive role model for your children, volunteering and helping the community is one way. Seek out opportunities to help the community and involve your children too. They will learn that sharing your time, energy, and loving kindness can greatly enrich your life, as Islam teaches values that are intrinsic to human nature, it is no wonder that we are constantly encouraged to help and to give to others. Next time you visit the sick or bereaved, take your children with you so they develop empathy and learn the sunnah associated with these occasions. Remind your children that whoever relieves a believer's distress of the distressful aspects of this world, Allah will rescue him from a difficulty of the difficulties of the hereafter.
رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. This is Tips Time. For choosing someone who makes you feel good about you, listen to this part. Your role model should be someone who thinks it is all right to be unique. They should always make you feel positive and good about yourself and the things you do. That's because the purpose of having a role model is to encourage and inspire you. If someone makes you feel disappointed with your life, he or she cannot be your role model.
And so, if we want to predict how a child will turn out in their adulthood, look no further than the parents. How do you think a child will fare if he sees a father who doesn't pray or know his way to the mosque? How do you think a child will fare who sees a father who drinks or uses drugs or uses obscenities and has a foul mouth or abuses their mother verbally or physically or makes a living from illegitimate gains or defrauds the government, or shamelessly lies, or accepts bribes and is corrupt, or watches TV shows and movies with explicit content, or listens to vile musicians singing revolting lyrics, or severs family ties and violates all boundaries when there is a dispute within such an environment. How do you think the child will fare? When answering people's questions and clarifying for them the Sharia's position on certain matters, it is no longer a surprise to hear from people, "My parents didn't do that." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirmed that this is the response that was given to the prophets when they called their people. They said, "Inna wajadana aba'ana ala ummatin wa inna ala atharihim muqtadun." Indeed, we found our forefathers following this tradition. And indeed, we are following their footsteps. But to be clear, to my young brothers and sisters, once you have reached the age of discernment or attained a level of maturity which allows you to distinguish between right and wrong, between halal and haram, you are prohibited from following the command of a parent who tells you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It's very interesting topic to know more about. So inshallah, we continue. So till then, tomorrow, Allah keep all of you safe and sound. Have a nice time and fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me that there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.